did Adolf Hitler fake his own death and live out his remaining years in South America? Fantasy, nonsense, La La Land, I can hear you saying it. But a new book called Grey Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler, makes that astonishing claim and says there's evidence to support it. Is there any truth behind it? Or should the book be filed under fiction instead of fact? One of the book's authors is Gerard Williams. Gerard, good morning to you.
Morning, William. How are you?
I mean, obviously it's one of the most well-held, well-established, apparently, facts of history. Adolf Hitler died after the Second World War, and that's just it. What's the evidence against that?
Well, you say that, William, but Stalin said he'd escaped to Spain or Argentina. They found no body in the bunker that could have been Hitler's. This is what the Soviets said. We have the testimony of a pilot who said he flew him out from a course in Warsaw in 1947. And you have to remember that the whole idea that Hitler died in the bunker simply came from Hugh Trevor Roper's book, The Last Days of Adolf Hitler. He was paid by MI6 to do a report. It's a pretty defective report. And I think, as anybody in Northern Ireland will know, anybody in the province will know, is that the British government simply can't be trusted to tell the truth.
Do you think the British government at the time was part of a cover-up on this?
No, I think they needed Hitler to be dead and they wanted to draw a line under it. But I believe that people in intelligence, senior positions in intelligence in the US, and some people here did know about the deal that allowed Hitler to escape. I mean, we have to remember that...
Just tell us what you mean by that, the deal.
Well, I think that what happened was that in 1943, the Nazis realised that it was all up. They were losing on the Eastern Front. D-Day was just about to happen. Martin Bormann, who was the deputy Führer, the Reichsleiter, arranged for 700 front companies to be bought in countries overseas and started to move most of Germany's capital and a lot of its information and scientific information out to these companies in these countries. When they realized that they weren't going to win, Bormann did a deal with senior people in American intelligence, which allowed them to take over things like the whole V2 rocket department, Germany's atomic research and everything else, and take it to the United States. In return for that information, for that scientific and technological information, as well as for the return of much of the looted artworks and money that was taken by the Nazis as they rampaged through Europe, senior people in America allowed Adolf Hitler, Martin Bormann, and the head of the Gestapo, Heinrich Müller, Gestapo Müller, all to escape.
Now, that's the theory. That is your claim.
No, that's not a theory. This is based on over 5 years of research. This is based on reports from the time. And that's the amazing thing, William, is many of these reports were actually published. We haven't made anything up. I mean, I'm an ex-Reuters and Associated Press journalist and have worked for the BBC as well in pretty senior positions. And what has amazed me in our research here is that all this information was published at the time, and it's never been knocked down. What history has done is preferred to take Hugh Trevor Roper's view that these people killed themselves in the bunker.
So the information you're talking about that was published near the time would include, for example, an interview with an airman, a German airman, who says that he flew Hitler from Berlin to, was it Denmark originally?
Yes, to an airfield in Tonda in Denmark.
And then eventually Hitler was transported to South America. Was that person's evidence ever taken seriously historically?
Well, the interesting thing is, when Peter Baumgart, who was the pilot, who actually was a British citizen originally from South Africa, who'd gone to Germany in the 1930s, he came from a German family and joined at the Luftwaffe at that time. Baumgart, when he appeared in court in Warsaw, came out with this story, detailed story of how he'd flown Hitler, Eva, and a number of other people out to Tonda in Denmark on April the 28th, 1945. The judge sent him away. He said, "You're mad," and sent him away for psychiatric testing. He was brought back 6 months later. He'd been seen by numerous Polish psychiatrists at that stage, who all declared him sane. And he gave the same evidence in court, which was reported by Reuters and AP and published in the Times and published in America and everywhere else. And he gave exactly the same information and was then sentenced to 5 years in jail for being a member of the SS.
One of our listeners has asked on Facebook, actually, this morning, wouldn't Adolf Hitler, if he did escape all of this, wouldn't he have been talking about what he did and boasting about what he did because he really believed in what he did? Why would he keep quiet for all those years? Because you say he died in the 1960s, is that right?
1962, February the 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think what happened was that the whole deal was that they would go away, they would take a considerable amount of the loot that they'd taken from Europe, and that they would live quietly in Argentina.